This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The 40th annual Market Days Festival kicks off in downtown Concord this weekend. Vendors and local businesses will hit the sidewalks to peddle their wares and meet their customers. Among those, a curious shop that opened its doors just about a year ago. Word of Mouth intern Molly Donahue stopped by the store and brings us this story.
Squeezed into downtown Concord at number 32.5 North Main Street, there's a store that seems like it would fit better in the 1940s or 50s. A more innocent time, perhaps. A time before the handheld technology that allows us to be constantly texting, searching the web, and playing games. But it's not the games that they object to at Yo-Yo Heaven. In fact, they probably play more games at work than your average Candy Crush addict. The store name is self-explanatory. Yo-Yo Heaven is a skill toy store with a focus on its namesake. It's owned by the father and son team Andy and Dan McBride. Andy handles the business, while Dan is the one with a passion for yo-yos.
Well, there are standard tricks that you do, like you go to double nothing, one and a half mouse, switch it to a Kweegee bow, do a couple Eli hops. I
mean, they opened the store in 2013 with a modest goal, to meet other yo-yoers and allow those interested in high-end yo-yos to come in and test them out. But they soon realized that more people were interested in yo-yos than even they had imagined. And now, business is booming.
We've discovered that there's basically three types of yo-yoers around. There are the professionals. There are the younger yo-yoers from, say, 7 to, let's say, 16, that are just getting into yo-yo, want to come down and play with something. They've heard about them. So I would say that's probably the largest group. And then the third group would be the nostalgia people.
And Yo-Yo Heaven has something for all of them.
The least expensive yo-yo we have in the store is about $5. The most expensive right now is about $200.
Yes, you heard that right. $200.
We have all of the high-end yo-yos up in the window. So people coming along can look at them and wonder, why does that yo-yo cost $200? And we get that question every day, at least five times a day.
To someone unfamiliar with yo-yos, that may seem like a pretty steep price. But not all yo-yos are created equal.
Yo-yos are designed for different sorts of play. There are five classes of yo-yo when you go into competition. Each of those classes somewhat requires its own style of yo-yo. So what makes a most expensive one are there are very unique companies that make highly specialized yo-yos that are precisionally tuned. They have special bearings, they have special response systems, and they have special strings.
And if you're wondering what sorts of competitions are being held for yo-yo enthusiasts, you're not alone.
Well, in competition, there are five different classes, like he said. There's 1A, which is string trick yo-yo, so that's one non-responsive yo-yo in your throw hand. And then there's 2A, which is one in each hand, but they're responsive yo-yos. That's a type of yo-yoing called looping, out in front of you style tricks.
It turns out, those yo-yos you may remember playing with as a kid don't make an appearance in competitions. They're simply responsive yo-yos. Ones that come back when you tug on them.
Everybody remembers the Duncan yo-yo, right? They started out in 1921.
By golly, it's a yo-yo! Gadzooks! A genuine Duncan Jr. yo-yo!
You heard him, kids.
They've been around the longest producing yo-yos. But those yo-yos, when they first started out, were a solid fixed axle, no bearing, typically a wooden axle, and most people remember like the Imperial or the butterfly style yo-yo. But that's the one everybody starts out with to walk the dog, rock the baby, just basic down and up.
And they aren't much good in complicated routines. They are very big amongst kids and nostalgia seekers, though, and many people come in looking for them. Like other specialty stores, skill toy stores have to rely on some walk-in business, not just people who already know what they're looking for. So, for walk-in clients, they still have other skill toys like juggling accessories, kendamas, marbles, and boomerangs. But yo-yos are their bread and butter. Andy and Dan carry full lines of yo-yos from brands like Duncan and Yomega, which means Yo-Yo Heaven is one of the few stores in New Hampshire that can meet almost any yo-yo-related request you might have.
Somebody will call and say, I'm looking for the Duncan Freak Hand. It needs to be blue with this dice. Do you have it? And the typical answer is yes, we do.
As far as I can tell, the whole store and business model seems like a practice in, if you build it, they will come.
Have you found that there is a big yo-yo community here in Concord?
It is amazingly large, yeah. So when we first opened the store, we were greatly surprised at the success of it. When we first opened it, we thought that it wouldn't be that large of a following at the beginning.
It turns out there's a large yo-yo community in Greater New Hampshire, too. The New Hampshire Yo-Yo Club meets the first Saturday of every month in Manchester, and competitors met in June at the New Hampshire State Yo-Yo Competition to determine who would move on to regionals in Massachusetts. for now, Andy and Dan have been pleasantly surprised by how responsive people have been, unlike those high-end competition yo-yos. For Word of Mouth, I'm Molly Donahue.
Yo-Yo Heaven will be among the stores participating in Market Days the 17th to the 19th of July. Daniel Dietz, a nationally ranked yo-yoer, will be demonstrating at the store all 3 days. Andy and Dan will also be there to answer questions. Who knows? Maybe they'll even let you test out one of those $200 yo-yos.